Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland Podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Senior Area Director, and I am actually live in Sioux Falls with Dan Stiles today from Elite Referral Partners. Dan, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Thank you. So, Steve Mix is the Area Director here in the Sioux Falls area, and one thing that he really appreciates that Dan does is what he does off of the Power of One report and what he contributes to his chapter. And one thing that I always stress in trainings is the Power of One report, it's not a report card. It really is just a way to show the things you can do in BNI to benefit your membership and how well you're doing the things you do well and areas that you can improve. So if all of our membership committees didn't really consider who the person was and what they do for the chapter, but they just looked at that report, you'd be surprised at some people that might show up on that list. Now, we're going to talk about how the last, few months, Dan has improved on his Power of One report. But first, let's talk about the value he brings to the chapter. So how long have you been in BNI?
Approximately 10 years or more.
Okay. And you shared a story with me really quick, a real quick, easy one. How long has it been since you've missed a meeting?
Well, been about 2 years.
That's awesome. And if you ever visit Elite Referral Partners in Sioux Falls, Dan is going to be the first person that you see. So, Dan, tell me a little bit about the morning of your meeting, what you do and kind of the role you play.
I always try to show up early because you got to get the room looking good. I don't care what it looks like when people leave, but it's got to look good when people walk in. Chairs are in line, the tables are set up, sign-in table is set up, the guest table's set up, and then I set up tables for the after the meeting for visitors, so the visitor host will visit with the new members that are in. Upcoming. Mm-hmm. And then I go to my door and greet people and make people welcome.
And the reason that you have a passion for making people welcomed, you said that you were an usher, correct?
Correct.
And you just take that very, very seriously, right?
Definitely.
Because, and you told me this before, if people don't feel welcomed,
They're not coming back.
And that's that visitor experience that we talk about. And I can contest, personally, you were always the smiling face that I saw welcoming me to the meeting and at the front door to direct people. Now, you mentioned a lot of tables, sign-in tables, the kind of visitor orientation table, things on those lines. Did you go through a lot of trainings to know to set these up, or has it just been the 10 years that you've been doing it? That's the way it's always been.
It's just that I enjoy BNI, and I want people comfortable, and we're trying to grow. Mm-hmm. And I set my visitor or sign-in table away from the front door so they're not standing in, so people aren't crowding up, so people can come in and get to the sign-up table. And then when I do get visitors, I call upon another visitor host to get them signed in and start introducing them right away to other members. It's been working real well.
I'm tempted to have you come and do the visitor host training for me coming in September here. You do fantastic with it. So now let's talk about kind of beyond that, what else you bring to the chapter. So you shared with me that you have dyslexia, correct?
Right.
And so for you to enter slips, your one-to-one slips, things like that, that was somewhat of a challenge.
Right.
Now,
After I do it a few times, I might be able to.
Okay.
But bringing things up. See, I'll see one thing, then I'll hit the thing behind it. And it'll throw me off.
And now you're talking online.
Right.
And
on the
app.
Connect. On the phone. But it's a lot better than trying to do it online.
Good.
The BNI Connect on the.
Because we've really been kind of promoting to be paper efficient. We may never be paperless. And one thing that was shared to me with Dan is once that app came out, it just made it a little more convenient. Now, of course, your right. business is carpet cleaning. So you're out right. in the field, right?
Right.
So to have that convenience on your phone has been tremendous.
Right. Because people ask for a certain thing, I can bring them up on the phone right now.
That's great.
And that is super.
Yeah. And the more you get used to it, then the more you see that being one of the more handy tools for BNI. And being 10 years, you've seen things come and go.
Oh, yes.
The good, the bad, right?
Down to 11 there for a while.
Wow. Wow.
But you just got to stand firm, and because if you ain't got faith and keep moving forward, you're not going to be nothing.
I'm going to steal some of the quotes you're sharing with me today. They're just fantastic. So on the Power One report, we're probably going to start seeing that kind of continue upward in the color system, because now it's a little more convenient for you to enter those things on. But the visitor host experience that you bring to the chapter, I would have no doubt, has a lot to do with the growth of your chapter, making them feel welcomed. They want to come back. And, of course, they're going to see you just as consistent as they did before there.
And a lot of times when people don't show up, I go upon myself to call them and wonder why they didn't show up. They've been gone for a while.
I'm going to say that you do that out of the kindness of your heart and probably truly worried about them, right?
Yeah, I'm concerned. I just don't want to lose people.
Mm-hmm.
It's not winning when you start losing people.
You're not going forward if you start going backwards. No, right. I think that's all true, Dan. So, all right. Well, any final last words that you kind of want to send out there to the listeners on your BNI experience or anything on those lines?
Well, just continue in the support of BNI, because I haven't found a better a group to be in. I belong to several groups in town, and they never backed me on anything, but BNI, they backed me on everything.
That's awesome. Dan, I appreciate your insight. I appreciate what you do for the chapter, and thanks for taking a moment today to share that with our listeners on the podcast here.
Well, thank you.
And just a reminder for our listeners and our members, these podcasts are meant for you. So if there's ever a topic that you would like us to cover, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com, and we will do our best to cover that in a future podcast. Once again, Dan, thank you for your time, and I look forward to talking to everybody on a future podcast.